This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is singer-songwriter Liz Longley.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hello. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Liz, this new record, which is also called Liz Longley, and information is found at lizlongley.com, was actually recorded and really finished off a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago we made the record, and it feels kind of like eternity because I wrote these songs 4.5, some of them 5 years ago. And I had all these songs that I wanted to make a record with but didn't have the funds. Mm. And so I did a Kickstarter and was connected with a lot of amazing fans that helped make my dream a reality. So I made this record in Nashville with musicians that are just unbelievable. They played with people like Stevie Nicks and Etta James and James Taylor. And so to be in the room with them was an incredible experience. And then I had this CD that I was really proud of and excited about. And then I was like, wait, how do I release this on my own and make this worth? I want all these people to put all their time and money into it. I didn't want to just throw it out the door. So I was really lucky and came across, I was playing a show in Nashville, and at the end of the show, the guy came up to me and he said, "Are you signed?" I said, "No." He said, "I want to sign you in this record." And so I've been with Sugar Hill Records, which is actually now also Rounder Records, for a couple months. And it's been an amazing experience.
I think I first discovered your voice in watching some videos of Barnaby Bright. Nathan, yes, and Becky, they've been here to do a live session. And here's this other singer who was equally marvelous, just like Becky Bliss is. And in starting to discover some of your stuff online, a lot of it is just you solo with a guitar. The new record, though, it's big.
Band.
There's a big bunch of production elements on it. Was that the sound that you had kind of always had in mind for your debut, or did you not really know?
I didn't really know. I really didn't know.
Because it's not your first record. It's just your first label record,
exactly,
right? You had released a couple of independent things.
Yes. My first two records were with a band. They weren't as big of a sound. And then my third record, I just really felt like I wanted to do an acoustic record and have something that represents what I do live. And that still represents what I do live. I do mostly acoustic shows, except for my CD release tour. I was really lucky to have a band with me. But these days, it's kind of hard to afford having four other people on the road with you every night.
Yeah.
So,
but you were able to afford making the record the way you wanted because you put together a Kickstarter.
Yes.
And it did pretty well.
It did amazingly well. I'm still kind of in shock about it. When I look back, I'm surprised it happened. So, I needed $35,000 and they gave $55,000.
It's not bad.
Incredible.
No. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Liz Longley is my guest today. The new record out on Sugar Hill is called Liz Longley. What do you want to play first today?
Well, is it a sin that I want to play something that's not on the new record?
No.
I'll start with that. I'll go back. We'll work our way to the new stuff.
Kicking in your sleep, tossing and turning relentlessly, and I know you'd be lying if you told me you were fine. And you've been screaming in your head, swallowing the words that I know you would have said if you would just breathe. Oh, my heart is tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Oh, my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. So what do you need? I'll kiss you awake when you've had a bad dream, and I'll tell you a story, make it up as I go, or I'll sing you a song that I know that you know. It goes, my heart is You and I live like the tree and the vine. Oh, my darling, we're so delicately intertwined. I'll ease your pain, cause you ease mine. Oh, my heart.
That is Liz Longley live here on Jefferson Public Radio, a song not on the new record, which is called Liz Longley. LizLongley.com is her web address for more information. So you are now out on tour, touring all of these songs all over again.
Yes.
Does that feel weird to kind of be going back in the catalog for you 2, 3, 4 years and re-energizing these songs again?
Yeah, it does at times. That's why when I did the East Coast, I was really lucky to have the band because it changed everything. It was just a different show completely. So now that I'm on the West Coast, it's just me. And yeah, it's a little hard. I have to remind myself that most people haven't heard these songs. And it's not hard emotionally. I still relate to the songs.
You mentioned a lot that a lot of these songs were sort of relationship-based or they came out of a relationship. But yet, now that this much time has passed, is it a little bit more difficult for you to relate to them?
I don't relate to them the same way, but I can definitely tap into how I felt. I remember strongly how I felt. And so I'm totally happy now. I have this amazing boyfriend and he has to hear all these ex-boyfriend songs. But I just, most of the time, I just feel lucky. No, but I still feel the songs.
Up to this point in your career, you have done a lot of gigs where people are showing up primarily to see someone else. You've opened for a lot of folks. You've opened for Mindy Smith, Paula Cole, Colin Hay, all of whom have been guests here on JPR. And yet, in many instances, people are leaving that show buzzing about Liz Longley.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say.
Obviously, the Kickstarter did extremely well. So your fan base existed before this record was really put together.
Oh, yeah.
Were you aware
of... They made the record.
Were you aware of the kind of buzz that was developing for you 2 years ago when this record was made, or did it not really kind of happen until the record came out and there's a publicity splash and all of that?
You know, I've never even had a publicist before I had this record label, and I've always felt extremely connected to my audience and really lucky for that. And I don't know if I ever thought, oh, there's a buzz about me, but I definitely felt like when those fans came through for me and helped me make the record, it was like I was blown away. But at the same time, I knew every name on the list almost. I'm like, oh, I remember I met them at this show. And I just have made so many connections along the way and just been really lucky to have amazing fans.
You started off pretty early making music, right? A musical family?
Yes.
Did your parents play professionally or just as amateurs?
My dad, well, not full time, but yeah, I would call my dad a professional musician, but he never pursued it as his only career. My parents own an insurance agency together, so they're entrepreneurs of a different sort. But yeah, they've always been extremely supportive of me, and when I said I wanted to be a full-time musician, they never said, oh, honey, no, that's a bad idea. They're like, okay, what do you want to do? Let's see if we can do this.
You are somewhat rare among performers that come through our studios anyway, in that you actually studied to be a songwriter.
Yeah.
Right? Like actual formal study to be a songwriter. Not formal musical study, but you took classes to learn how to write songs. So at some point you must have made a hard direction turn to say, this is what I want to do and I'm going to do everything that I can to acquire the skills to be successful at it.
I was going to do it either way. I was a junior in high school and I was going, okay, either I'm going to do this just full time, just go and do it. Because I was playing on the weekends in high school. I thought I'm just going to, and I had a nice little fan base in Philly, but I thought I'm just going to go for this full time or I'm going to go to school and I'm going to study. And I was so tempted to not go to school. And I saw that Berklee had this amazing songwriting program, and that's the only thing I wanted to study. And I knew that I had a lot of room to grow. So I was really, really glad to go.
So what did you learn in that course of study that you might not have had in your bag of tricks?
Oh my gosh, so much. I was a vocalist there, and I was a songwriting major, and I was not comfortable on guitar when I got there. I was not comfortable as a lyricist. I just really had a lot I could work on as a songwriter, and going there and we wrote every week, and we had to hand in a song every week, and we tore them apart in class and put them back together again. And there are so many tools that Mr. Pat Pattison gave us that I will have forever.
Quite a few successful people have come out of Berklee.
Yes, just a few.
In fact, among your fans is John Mayer.
I guess. It feels kind of like a stretch to call him a fan, but he has said some nice things about me.
But if John Mayer is sitting in a chair and he's humming one of your songs, that's not bad.
It was a crazy moment.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It was a really crazy moment.
Liz Longley is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record just out on Sugar Hill is called Liz Longley. What do you want to play next?
I'll play a song from the new record. This is a song called Memphis.
The TV's on again. You're watching the weatherman. And I know you're thinking about leaving when the skies are clear. Well, I wouldn't stand in your way. I wouldn't try to make you stay. I'd watch you get in your car. I know you wouldn't get far from here. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. You wouldn't make it halfway. You'd take that lonely road and you'll realize your mistake. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. You think of all the things that you could have done. Wonder what it was you were running from. And all you'd miss. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. When I fell in love with you, there was nothing we couldn't get through. We had our doubts, we'd talk till the sun went down. And now I sit here at home, waiting on the telephone. The skies are clear, but you are not here. So I just keep telling myself you wouldn't make it to Memphis. You wouldn't make it halfway. You take that lonely road and you'll realize your mistake. To Memphis. And maybe you'll change your mind. And maybe you just need time. Still, I can't help but cry. You wouldn't make it to Memphis. You wouldn't make it halfway. You take that lonely road and you'll realize this was all one big mistake. You ain't going to Memphis. I know you'll come around. If we never had a chance, could you live with that? You better breathe it all in when you're looking back. Just think of all the things that you could have done. Wonder what it was you were running from. All you miss. You wouldn't make it to Memphis.
Mm-hmm. That is Memphis. It's Liz Longley live here on Jefferson Public Radio from the new record called Liz Longley. That one out on Sugar Hill Records. LizLongley.com is the website. I say this slightly tongue-in-cheek. Your guitar has a hole in it. I mean, they all do.
But it's in the wrong spot.
Tell me about your guitar. You've brought in a fascinating-looking guitar.
Thank you. This is a McPherson. They're made in Wisconsin. And the guy, Matt McPherson, who engineered these guitars, just is a brilliant... guy, and he decided to make a guitar that basically he wanted to have a very full and clean sound. And so the guitar has the hole at the top so that it can basically resonate through the whole guitar before it exits. And the neck is not really attached, if you can see. So that doesn't detract from the sound. Yeah.
Almost like a violin.
Yes, exactly. So if it were attached, it would apparently detract from the sound. So that's, I mean, I don't know how this stuff works, but yeah, it has this, you know, huge sound, and it's really clean and pristine. I feel very guilty holding it sometimes, but I feel really lucky to be endorsed by them.
We'll have some pictures of the guitar and of Liz up on our website, as well as the audio from today's live session later this afternoon. That's at www.ijpr.org. So started in Philly, lived in New York for a while, and for the last few years, you have now been a resident of Nashville.
Close. Lived in outside of Philly, lived in Boston for 5 years.
Oh, well, because of university, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then lived in New York City for all of 3 months. I can't say I really lived there because I feel like a chicken.
Were you on a couch or did you actually have a place?
I had a place, but I mean, 3 months, does that count? I don't know. So I wasn't hardcore enough. Anyway, yeah, now I live in Nashville. I've been there for 3 months. I mean, 3 years.
And how is Nashville for you? And
it's wonderful.
I mean, the style of music that you hear on Liz Longley is a very Nashville sound.
Well,
I mean, there's a little bit of roots and Americana, and there's some country elements on it, and the production sound.
Yeah, and what's so funny is I wrote all those songs outside of Nashville. But I think the fact that all those musicians make records in Nashville every day of their life, I think that had a huge influence on the sound. I love being able to, you know, see lots of music all the time, and it's always just incredible and inspiring. And I love being surrounded by artists who I can write with and just bounce ideas off of. And it's just an amazing community, and I feel lucky to live there.
Well, you talked about how many of these songs on Liz Longley were a couple of years old, or maybe longer than that. So undoubtedly, there are new songs in the catalog that will be on a forthcoming album. But I also read an interesting story about how for a long time, you were doing co-writing and weren't having a great deal of success when you were by yourself trying to write songs. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case, or are you emerging from that period a little
bit? I'm emerging from it, but I still am not writing at the pace that I did when I was writing for this record. So it's like this weird thing.
Do you need another failed relationship?
I think I need one to go right, finally. And luckily that's happening. I don't want to write. That's the thing. I'm tired of writing about ex-boyfriends. I don't. It just, at the end of the day, it just feels so petty. And I want to write, like, some of my favorite songs to sing every night are songs that mean more than that. Like Unraveling is a song about my grandmother. And I think a lot of people go through watching their, you know, their loved ones deteriorate. And they need to hear songs about the hard stuff, not just the ex-boyfriends. So, yes, I'm writing for the next album. I'm about halfway there, and I'm taking all of June to write, which is really exciting. No touring.
And so the touring in support of this record is 12 months, 18 months, something like that, and then you start to focus on the next record? Or?
You might think that, but no, because I basically have played these songs for, 5 years now? So I don't think we need to prolong it. I'm done. After this West Coast, we're done. And then I go on tour with Delta Ray.
It's fun.
Yeah, I'll be supporting them. So it's not necessarily a CD release tour anymore. So I just did basically all of this year was CD release.
Well, it's a beautiful record.
Thank you.
And we're very happy to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. And thank you for having me. And thank you for playing this ancient record.
Absolutely. Liz Longley is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The information on the record is at her web address, LizLongley.com. The album is called?
Liz Longley.
What do you want to wrap up with today?
I'm going to leave it with a love song. I actually wrote this in Nashville before I had moved there. I was staying in this really strange hotel there, and the bathroom happened to have really amazing acoustics, and so I wrote this song in the bathroom. It's a love song, would you have guessed? This is You've Got That Way.
I I wasn't looking. No love never crossed my mind. You came along, talking all sweet and slow and kind. Look what you've done. You changed the game. Just that look in your eyes and the way you say my name. You got that way. You got a way of making everything alright. You got that way. You got a way of waltzing in and changing my whole life. Can't you see? Love don't last. If it ever gets this far at all, well, the odds are stacked against us. But I know we'll never fall, 'cause you stay on so strong. You stay on so strong in my heart. Whether we're alone together or a million miles away, got that way. You got a way of making everything alright. You got that way. You got a way of waltzing in and changing my whole life. Can't you see you've changed my life? 'Cause you for the man of her dreams, but you're all that. Oh, you're all that and more to me. You've got that way. You got a way of making everything alright. You got that way. You've got
that is Liz Longley live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Liz Longley. The website, LizLongley.com. Liz Longley, thanks again for stopping by and visiting with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure.